Hey, this is Brian Jones with the Jones Zone Podcast and Transformation Coach with Fully Inspired Coaching. I left my career as a realtor because I was unfulfilled and I wanted to step into my true purpose, helping men rediscover and reclaim who they truly are. Follow me on my journey as I aim to help 10,000 men rediscover who they truly are and to find their inspiration by making their head-to-heart transformation. Hey, look, I've learned from the best in the game, and now I'm sharing the keys to the kingdom. This is Brian's Fully Inspired Show. Hey, what's up, everybody? Brian Jones here. Brian's Fully Inspired, episode 5. And this episode, I'm going to talk about Deepak Chopra's The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And the most, more specifically, the first law, the law of pure potentiality. And this is like, and I swear, I've done like a Facebook Live on this. I just can't find it. So if anybody out there who can like find it maybe on my Facebook, if you don't follow me on Facebook, I do a lot of Facebook Lives as well. It's facebook.com/Brian_Jonesetti. Yeah, Jonesetti, Jonesetti. If you don't know my Jonesetti story, like why people call me Jonesetti, it's funny. It's a little running joke, I guess, from back in like when I was like 20 living in Germany, but I'll save that for another day. But yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, that Facebook Live where I talked about the law of pure potentiality. I'll find it somewhere, and if I find it, I'm going to rip it. I was going to say rip the audio, but anyway. Whew. So I got this book, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. So I'm not going to lie. I bought it. I was going to give it to my sister for Christmas, right? And I'm still going to give it to her. I think I need it more right now. So I got her a different book, so don't worry. I didn't gyp her out a Christmas gift. But I'm glad I did, and the reason why is because I was reading it, and the very first law is the law of pure potentiality. And right away, I knew when I picked this book up in the bookstore, this was what I was looking for. Like, this puts into words everything that people have been telling me, but since I can actually see it now, and it's more in my hands, you know what I mean? It's totally different. And especially since I'm going through a certain season of, you know, sowing and reaping here, which this book also talks about. But going back to the law of pure potentiality, it's I'm going to read a little bit of it. It's the law based on the fact that we are in our essential state, pure consciousness. And pure consciousness, pure consciousness is pure potentiality. And it is the field of all possibilities and infinite creativity. Ooh, and it says, this is our essential nature. Our essential nature is one of pure potentiality. Infinite, wow, that's freaking awesome. It goes on to talk about the two powers as well. There's an object-based power, and that is like a power of, where you're seeking something from the outside, whether it be money, title, status, anything that's object-based, ego is based out of the ego, which is basically based out of fear and based out of worry because and control and manipulation. Because once those things are gone, if object-based power is the power that you have, say if you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company and the board directors kick you out, you lost everything. You've lost your identity. You've lost your status, your title. You know, what happens? Your power goes away because you place it on the outside world, where the law of pure potentiality states that if you just focus on that self object or the self referral point system, and that's the infinite. That's the, once you tap into that, nothing can take away your power. Whew. So yeah, I'm reading that and it's hitting me right here in the heart. I'm like, I'm reading this, and this is like exactly what I needed to read at this time, because there's so many people out there who are doing this. You know, we are like placing all, we are giving away our power. We are bypassing our emotions. We're ignoring ourselves. We're giving away our power to the outside world, and that power controls you. That's the power that is based out of manipulation and fear and greed and anxiety. So what happens if you keep our power? If we keep our own power, I mean, do you know what would happen if you were to stop giving away your power? And if you learn to stop seeking the approval of others, you take back your own power. And that's what law of pure potentiality states. There's object-based referral system where you're constantly seeking approval of others through status, title, power, money, whatever. But once those things go away, once your title's stripped, once you lose your money, once you lose your house, if your car gets repossessed, whatever that case may be, once that is gone, your power's gone. Versus knowing that you have in you already your kingdom. Oh, that was, I was wearing a shirt, and I'm wearing a Lion King shirt. And this was very cool because I'm doing it on video as well. And so once I, like, it all like worked out really well. It was really dramatic. And I feel bad that if you're listening, you didn't, you, oh man. Huh. So funny. But yeah, I was getting pumped up, man. It was cool. I stood up. I was like, displayed my shirt, like I'm wearing a Lion King shirt, and you had your kingdom, and it was totally unplanned. Huh. But it's true, man. Once you have that, once you realize that everything is already inside you, you have the infinite power. I have not done anything like a medicinal journey or experience. But I think in 2019, I am definitely going to really discover and explore the curiosity that I've had with like ayahuasca. And I really want to I'm really feeling that in my heart, that it's kind of like, I'm ready for this journey. I'm ready to like go back and just look at my life from a different perspective. So I'm really, really, I'm nervous about it, but it's a good energy. Like it's like an energy that I'm confronting something instead I've kind of been running from, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'm excited for that. I obviously want to do it in the right setting. And, but anyways, get off on the tangent there. But anyways, law of pure potentiality. So that's what I stated. Like, if you see this book, I highly encourage you to get it. Law of pure potentiality. Once I saw this, and once I started reading this, I knew I had to read it, and I knew I have to absorb the information, because there are people out there who need to know this type of stuff. And we're unhappy. Generally, we're unhappy. It's just that we're not unhappy enough to do anything about it. It's like no man's land, as Tony Robbins calls it, no man's land. So that's why I'm here. That's why I'm doing this side project, because I know there are men out there, especially men who have been shut down and they're disconnected. Something's not right. And they feel like there's nothing they can really do, but that's not the case. Or maybe they know what they do. They're just lacking that. Maybe they're just falling back into that certainty. They're keeping that ego and everything in control. And maybe they just want to let go of whatever it is that's been holding them back in this role that they are playing. So yeah, if that's you, I want to hop on a call, man. I really do. I just feel like, and it's a free call. Nothing. I just want to know what's going on, because I feel like this is my purpose and my passion. And it would be a disservice to others if I'm not sharing what I'm learning. You know, podcasts are great and stuff, but you know, my vision is much deeper than just having it like a one way. You know what I mean? I want you to consume, but also, you know, I want to receive, you know, it's all about giving and receiving, that second law. I want to receive. That's part of who I am. I like to give and I like to receive, but, yes, that's you. Let's go to fullyinspiredcoaching.com/free call and let's get it going, man. Let's get this relationship built. Woo. All right.